Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Where is she answering?
And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me.
XOXO. Gossip Gay.
Joel King Main from Joy Weekly. How are you doing this Monday morning?
Good morning, you beautiful humans. I'm really well. How are you two?
Absolutely fabulous. All the better for having you on the line. We missed you last week, that's for sure.
And the has been a flowing. There's been feuds and so many things happening in the gossip celebrity sphere. What have you got for us to kick off today?
Wow, this is probably one of the salacious, I guess, topics that have come up so far this year in terms of Britney Spears versus her ex-boyfriend Justin Timberlake, especially in the US iTunes charts, because she has a song called Selfish and he has just released a song called Selfish.
Ooh. And as we talked about last year, there's been a lot of news and a lot of stuff going on. Her book launch did change the trajectory of his new album launch and things like that. So, it's been interesting.
Yes, well, last Thursday he released his comeback track Selfish, which did reach the top of the US iTunes charts. But in true fandom pettiness, fans of his ex-girlfriend and the princess of pop, Britney Spears, they essentially trolled Timberlake by running her harmonious 2011 song up the charts instead.
That's
which is
hilarious.
Just amazing.
People are so really anti-JT now since that book.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Selfish came from her album Femme Fatale, and I just checked the iTunes charts in the US literally 2 seconds ago. Her song Selfish is at number 4, and his is at number 3.
Wow. Okay, so the battle lines are drawn.
It's like the Danny battle and Kylie last year battle.
Look, it's an...
Yes, it is.
That's true, actually. It's an interesting thing to deal with because I feel like the fans are taking on a different perspective to what they would as artists. So I just want to celebrate the fact that, you know, their music's getting a resurgence in a way or shape or form, because it's pretty crazy when you get into the toxicity of it, isn't it?
Yeah, and fans are crazy. Like, they are literally crazy in a good way, but in terms of, like, Britney Spears, I mean, that woman can't do any wrong in terms of her really true, true fans. And I think for a song of hers that was, like 13 years ago, back at almost number one, it's just a phenomenal feat. For someone who's never going to be releasing music ever again, as she mentioned, to re-enter the charts, it's just amazing. But in her memoir, just so a spoiler, just for our listeners out there, spoiler alert, if you haven't read the book, she recalled the relationship, obviously, between her and Justin between 99 and 2000, and about, you know, the abortion and how he, you know, made her undergo that and, you know, framed the narrative of their split in his video, Crimea River. Now, he never publicly came out and, you know, recently said anything was like that happened, but he did write in an Instagram post back in 2021 that he understands that the shortfalls in the moments and that others had benefited from his but he condones his misogyny and racism and stuff like that. And he basically called out his apology to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson, that whole blow up with Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
And basically said that he cared for both women and he respected them. But I just think this is a really awesome story for Britney Spears. It's putting her back in the spotlight for all the right reasons, which is amazing.
It's like her music, exactly, her music.
Joel, yeah. I need to know how much of your research you've done, because does she actually now gain profits from this single re-entering the charts, or because it was released during her, I was going to call it dictatorship, whatever that was called.
What was it called? Receiving?
Conservatorship.
I knew it had a ship in it.
Does that mean she doesn't profit from it, or, you know, benefit from it?
Well, I From what I can gather, because of the conservatorship is no longer, any money that she makes off music now is hers.
Yeah, well, she had control. The conservatorship didn't mean her money wasn't hers, but she didn't have control over it. Yeah. Now she's able to have control over her life and what that means, which is absolutely wonderful.
Well, we're very here for that. Buy some new swords with it. How exciting.
Now, Joel, the 2024 the 2024 Academy Awards nominees has dropped, and there's a whole host of LGBTQ plus people named and things named.
Yeah, so the last week, the 2024 Academy Award nominations were released, and it's the 96th Academy Awards that are taking place on March the 10th. And it was a great year in cinema for LGBTQ plus actors, directors, writers, you know, characters.
Especially
in
with
films.
All the strikes and everything. Like, it's nice to be able to see that elevation happening.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I thought I'd just run you through this morning a list of some of those nominees, if that's okay.
Go on.
Yes, please.
Beautiful. So the movie Maestro, it's a biopic about bisexual conductor Leonard Bernstein that received seven nominations, including Best Picture, Best Actor for Bradley Cooper, Best Actress for Kerry Mulligan, Original Screenplay, Best Cinematography, Best Makeup, Hairstyling, and Best Sound, which is fantastic.
I feel like Best Makeup, there's a prosthetic nose going on in that film that I reckon is going to be received well.
Well, I think if Nicole Kidman could win for a nose, I'm sure Bradley Cooper is up there to win for his nose as
just
well.
Just by a hairy nose, an inch here or there.
By a hairy nose, that's right. Naiad, which both of the main characters are queer in that film, received two nominations, including Best Actress for Annette Bening and Best Supporting Actress for Jodie Foster.
Awesome.
Rustin, which stars gay actor Coleman Domingo for his performance as Bayard Rustin in the biopic, has received a nomination for Best Actor, and that's his very first Oscar nomination, which is absolutely amazing.
Can we also acknowledge the fact that these first three nominations are all about true stories and queer true stories?
Well, I feel like the Oscars are doing that way now, especially in relation to queerness. I feel like when we hit a point where there's a little bit of queer baiting that was happening, and we know people were going for more marginalized roles or trans roles, and now we want to see more real roles reflected in people's stories, which I think is very cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, one of my favorite films of last year was Killers of the Flower Moon, which stars Lily Gladstone. She's phenomenal in this film. She uses she/they pronouns and has been nominated for Best Actress for her portrayal, or their portrayal, sorry, for Molly Burkhart. And overall, that film has received 10 nominations.
Love it.
American Fiction has received 5, and this one stands out for Best Supporting Actor, received by Sterling K. Brown, who played a gay character in the film. So again, more representation, which is amazing.
Yes.
Autonomy of a Fall features a main character who's bisexual, received 5 nominations, including Best Picture, Director, Best Actress for Sandra Hull, Best Original Screenplay, and Best Film Editing. And I think this is going to be the most amazing win of the night, which in my mind hopefully does, is Barbie. Received 8 nominations, most notably for singer Billie Eilish and her original song for What Was I Made For.
Absolutely amazing. Beautiful song.
So
yeah, so that's my pick, I think.
Oh, continue.
That's my pick, I think. Yeah, I was going to say that is my pick for Best Original Song. And you're right, Rach, so many performances, so many representation, which is amazing.
It's so good to see. And I guess we're just going to have to wait and see who actually wins for the 96 Academy Awards.
And let's just hope.
I'll bring you all the action.
Yes, thanks, Joel. Let's hope, though, that it's not just the nominations, that actually some of these roles come through and take out the wins
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
But you never know with these award things. Like, the win can be, like, whatever. The win is the thing that, depending on who's voting, the nominations do make a big difference, though. Now, Joel, before we let you go, we have been asking for suggestions for 90 songs today for the Joy playlist at Pride March.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Got any thoughts you want to add onto the list?
Look, I can't go past Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Oh, nice. Yes. I can get around that, Joel. I can get around that.
Is that on the list, or can that be my one?
It is now.
Well, you'll hear a bit later in the show, there's a bit of an argument about which Spice Girls song from a Vox Pop that I did yesterday, because who can pick just one?
Exactly. Well, I'd have the whole two albums that they had in the 90s on there. But that would be, I think that resonated with me because it was such a massive song for these women. And it just changed the trajectory of music. I think it was so powerful.
I feel like all of the Spice Girls songs make great marching songs too.
I don't know. I don't reckon two become one.
It's just
I need some love like I've never needed love before. Wanna make love to you, baby.
To you, baby.
Or mama. Maybe not mama, but every other one, absolutely.
Joel, thank you again for taking the time to bring us all of the hot goss. We cannot wait to jump into more of it with you next week.
Have a fabulous week, my beautifuls, and I'll see you. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.